You know, you were at LaSalle for, was it 46 years?
46 years, yeah.
46 years, which is incredible. In your time at LaSalle, like, what do you think stands out as being unique? What is unique to the community here at LaSalle, or the type of student that we get here at LaSalle? What makes LaSalle such a special place?
I think it starts back in many cases, the families that send their kids to LaSalle. I think the families value higher education. It's also based on the fact that we have a lot of first-generation college students, a place where students realize there's an opportunity that they can start to achieve some of the dreams that they have, and maybe some of the dreams of their community and their families have for them. So I think LaSalle is somewhat unique in that regard, that we get these really wonderful students that are really striving to improve themselves and improve their lives and improve the lives of people around them. Now, you know, that's not 100% of our students. I mean, there's, you know, a good mix of students at LaSalle, but I think that some of those students, those very hungry first generation students, actually motivate the other students, because the other students say, wait a minute, they're doing their homework, they're getting the A's in the course, what am I doing wrong? You know, right. It's only so many parties I can go to on a weekend. I think I'm going in the wrong direction. So I think that some of our students that are really highly motivated coming into LaSalle learn, you know, they what they have is picked up by some of the other students. I always found students at LaSalle had a better work ethic. We always talk about that they realize the world doesn't run for them, that they've got to be, you know, an active participant and do their, you know, do their job. And I always appreciated that. I always liked that.
Yeah. There's something, you know, like that grit, that kind of underdog mentality, you know, it's likable, you know, you just, you like seeing students, you know, I get so excited when my students are really working for something and they, you know, they get that internship or, you know, they, you know, whatever it is, when they're excited, it makes, that's one of the best parts of my job, I think, is seeing them do well.
And you know what else is really interesting at LaSalle? I would meet a class in like the first day or two, and I'd look over the students. I mean, I'm standing in the front of class, so I can see all of them pretty easily. They can't see the rest of the class that well. But I'd look at them, and I'd always think to myself, and I'd say, you know, and sometimes I would tell them this, that, you know, they have so many insecurities while they're in college. Am I going to be successful? Am I going to graduate? Am I going to get a job? Will I ever make enough money to ever buy a car or a decent home? You know, all these unknowns. And I don't feel that way. When I look at the class, I see successful people. I see people that are at the top of their profession, you know, in the future. Because the reason I know that, and I can guarantee it, is that I was doing it for 46 years. And I could see students that I had 30 years ago who are now leading major companies, you know, and developing new businesses and, you know, just being leaders, leading in the community, in charge of major nonprofits. I know they're going to be successful. So it's my job to kind of lead them to that success.
Yeah.
You know, because I know they can do it.
Yeah, that's what you did for all those years.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So,
but it's fun doing that, because you look at them and they look like, you know, they're nervous, they're uncertain, they don't know what's going to happen in the future. I do know what's going to happen in the future. And the reason I know it is I've seen it over and over and over again, all the success that comes out of LaSalle classrooms.